Farage to Breitbart, I have never seen so many people scared to say what they think. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 15, 2020. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has spoken to Breitbart about the Marxist, anarchic threat to free speech and free thought in the United Kingdom, saying that fear is dominating absolutely everything. Mr. Farage made the remarks to Alex Marlowe on the Breitbart News Daily Show on Sirius XM Patriot on Monday, when he was asked about his recent break with Global Radio's LBC, where until last week he had a daily political talk show. While Mr. Farage declined to comment on the specifics of the change, a position of silence has taken since the surprise announcement on Thursday. He did offer his thoughts on the broader move to suppress freedom of thought and speech in the United Kingdom, implying those developments may have had something to do with his ouster. Making clear present developments were historic in scale, the Brexit leader told Marlowe in the Breitbart News Daily audience that it seems that the real threat we face now is a genuine threat to free speech. I have never known a time when, in the United Kingdom, which is famed for its huge breadth of media commentary and views, I have never seen so many people so scared to write and say and speak and broadcast what they think. It really is very disturbing. Mr. Farage explained that while it was clear the simple and face value idea that Black Lives Matter was unarguable and widely supported, the organization that calls itself Black Lives Matter hid a radical agenda behind its agreeable-sounding name, but used the title to accuse anyone who dared disagree with its hard-left views of being racist. He continued, "The truth of it, of course, is that Black Lives Matter's the organization is open Marxist, anarchic, wants to abolish our police forces, and is doing its best culturally to literally destroy and erase every piece of symbolism of our long and complex history. We're at a point where if you criticize Black Lives Matter, the accusation is you don't support equality and you think there should be a huge racial divide. And that is where we are. I am just not somebody who is prepared to go along with that, and I won't support mob rule." On how the woke left police the new orthodoxy of thought, Farage said fear is what dominating absolutely everything, pointing out political activists would vilify dissenters online, in the street, and agitate against businesses to deprive funding. On the organized campaigning networks that perpetrate this enforcement, Farage told Breitbart News that ordinary people increasingly felt the fear, knowing that the Soros-funded organizations will go directly to the advertisers who advertise on radio shows and TV shows and in newspapers and all the rest of it. And this is very much the way in which the cancel mob works. They try to put the advertisers under pressure. This did not just spark after George Floyd. This has been long planned, and they were simply waiting for an opportunity. If we lose free speech to this degree, then the world is going to be a pretty dangerous and unpleasant place. Mr. Farage has been extremely outspoken on this new Puritanism in recent weeks, leading to speculation that his pointing out that Black Lives Matter UK openly campaigned for the abolition of police and that smashing statues was uncomfortably similar to the behavior of radical religious extremist groups in the Middle East contributed to his sudden departure from his radio talk show. Last week, the Brexit Party leader condemned the announcement that London's Royal Holloway University was going to purge its own library collection to combat structural racism, noting dryly that the book burning had now started. Offering an explanation of how it could be that young British people caught up in the growing Black Lives Matter protest could be ignorant of the fact that it was the British Empire that did so much to stamp out slavery worldwide in the 19th century, Farage said we've got to start teaching history properly and it was time to make positive arguments to the nation's youth.